Good evening and welcome. It's nice to have you with us.
Nick, my son, I will speak in a moment.
Thank you.
There's a humble servant of the great white spirit. I call out now to the endless sunshine for a blessing to be placed on all heads bowed, for my brothers and sisters to be touched by the eternal light, the eternal spirit within. May the light shine upon the pathway that each of you walk throughout this land. I ask this of my Father, the Great Spirit that I call to you now. May great healing be given, great comfort to be given. I ask this as a humble servant. Kesheo, Great Spirit, I call to you now. May the light touch the four corners of the land. May the blessings fall upon this place of life. How much it has grown as 12 moons have passed since the last blessing. We in the world unseen walk with you each day. My words to you have been silent of late, but you do not see the great wind that blows to kiss your cheek, but does not mean we are not there. Twelve moons have passed when I spoke of the time of change in your world. So much have changed, and more is to come. You have heard the great buffalo stamp, and the ground has shaken as the blood of a land that rises to the surface, as the great oceans have washed away the negativity of your world. There is more to come. I do not speak of time of negativity, as this year is a year that this world is awoken, as this world is a sentient being. As it evolves, mankind must evolve. For you to change, to break the link of your fathers, we must look to those who run your lands for the light to shine in their minds. As their egos grow, as they believe they have the power to own the land that is below your feet, how greatly they are mistaken. I do not deliver these words with sharp tongue. I deliver these words to inspire you that the work that you do this day and every day since you have taken your breath upon this world, how much your light now shines out into your world. As you watch the sky turn red as the sun sets this day, again it will turn another's color in the morning as new life is born into this world. There will also be time when life will cease to be and the light of the eternal flame will change. as some of you will kiss goodbye to the form that you call the human, to be welcome in the endless sunshine that awaits you. This day we call to you, as your world is in need at this time, greater than ever, greater than the days that you have said goodbye to. The light that you shine will disband the negativity of your world. From now until the next time we speak, much will change in your world. From a tree you create the paper money that we call the energy of greed. Money will have no value in certain lands. Do not weep for this, as this is the way of the divine power. Do not watch your devil box, what shows a negativity in your land, when they speak of money have no value. How can you value love in your world? In my time when I walked upon your lands, we exchanged in energy to help us through our daily life. We learned to listen to the seasons of the land. How can you capture a sunrise or slow a sunset? The sun may be covered by cloud, but does not mean it shines so brightly in this land. The light within you can be covered, can be hidden by the human condition known as ego. In the world that awaits you, money has no value. Ego has no room. The world that awaits you only embraces love. Have you ever heard the heartbeat of a tree? To listen to how the earth speaks? How can you, when you believe that the tree has no soul, but still it grows? A tree is like yourself. Sometimes a leaf will fall before its time, but a new time will come when new growth will appear. Do not believe, my friends, that the human, your brothers and sisters, are the most intelligent. I mean no offense to this, but you can learn a lot from the four-legged beast. You can learn a lot from a plant that has been robbed of light, as the plant will always seek out the light. I am not a prophet. I am merely a footstep in front of you. When I speak of the Great Spirit, I speak of the power within you. Your hopes and dreams may burst in your world like a bubble, but another one will come. Another one will be given life I know this dear one that we use desires so much, but he must understand that things in this land may not be his to possess. Whatever you do not learn in this life that you live, you will learn in the world that awaits you. Do not fill your hearts with darkness, my friends. Through these words that have kissed your ear, now is a new time, a new thread in the tapestry of life, for you to change, to break the links of the chain that restrain you. How much has this peaceful day have grown as the journey of the soul continues? I cannot express to you how much my world appreciates these opportunities for you to consider your fellow brother and sister, but also your four-legged beast, as well as our Mother Earth. When I look out into your world, I see the great mountains covered by the talking wires. How your sky is full of the metal eagle. How much they have grown. How much more you have. But the eagle you do not see in your sky no more. This world must change. If you and your fellow brothers decide not to change, the world will interfere. But change, my friends, you may fight the tide of change. I look through his experience of how much your world has changed, and for me it makes my heart heavy. Is change good in your land? But I will say this to you. Endless sunshine awaits you. To those who are listening to these words, may you be touched by the Great Spirit. May your troubles melt like stars in the morning sun. Nick, my son.
Thank you, Minister.
I am aware that the instrument that we choose is under weather.
That's right.
And for that we cannot push him no more.
Thank you very much for being with us this evening. We much appreciate it.
As I said to you, my words may be silent in your land. That does not mean I am not with you. When this instrument leaves the room, I will be here.
Thank you. That's very comforting and nice to know.
As I come before you as a humble servant of the Great White Spirit, may the blessings of the decanter be with you all. My brothers and sisters from both worlds, we unite as one
with one breath. No matter how hard the wind will blow, no matter how hard the fist will pound, the mountain will not bow by the breath of the wind or crumble by the fist of man. When you feel you are alone, you are never alone.
Thank you.